I had a lot of fun at the nuclear shooting range, you know, so we can definitely do that over your Thanksgiving break. I would have no problem. I felt like it was like good fun in the sun kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, it was. Flying Bear Pizza?
Oh yeah, we had the Flying Bear Pizza afterwards. That was amazing. And it was like a pizza party that night. Our friend Scott and Chevy, great people, and they helped Flying Bear a while back or something, and they threw a pizza party for everybody, so we get to like enjoy
Some
this
free
amazing
pizza.
free pizza. And so you know, I really love it. I'm excited for the holiday break. I'm glad you're excited too, Simon. You just finished your last day of school for the
Yeah, for the
holiday. Yeah. What did
holidays.
you learn in school today?
That the pilgrims sailed on the Mayflower.
Oh, really? Go on, tell me
And
more.
the natives' tribe name was Wampanoag,
Do
whatever.
you think you could give us a quick rundown of the Thanksgiving story, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so pilgrims, people, aka pilgrims, they did not want to be in England anymore, and they went to Plymouth to like get away from the queen and stuff. And so they went there. They wanted to go to California, but winds and heavy storms changed their direction, and they went to Plymouth. And a lot of people got sick in the winter, 66 days. It took 66 days for them to get there. Then they went on the island and they built houses, right? And then they went back into the ship when it was night. And then they built houses again and did all that. And then they went met the Wampanoag or whatever. And they taught them how to hunt fish, like plant corn.
The Indians did.
Yes. And Thanksgiving,
And that's at Plymouth,
yeah.
Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock, yeah. England. I mean, I don't
Well,
know.
I think that was in the United States, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But it used to be England.
Look it up, Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth, yeah, look it up. And so the Indians found them and they taught him how to do all this stuff. And a year passes, 1621. It was 1620 at the time. And it was November this week, like this
Yeah.
month.
It's like the last Thursday of the month, right?
Yeah,
That's when we
today
celebrate.
it's brother's birthday.
Yeah, it's gonna be on the 28th.
Yep. And they created all the food in like corn and fish and all that, and they put it, and it took 2 days to consume all this food. That's how big I'm saying. Turkey, corn, fish, all
Yeah,
that.
you know, on day two they were making some Thanksgiving sandwiches. You do that?
No, I
What?
don't.
I do. I got like some bread. I put all the ingredients on a sandwich, and I'm like, rah. Day two, baby.
And then they went back to England. And yeah, that's the pilgrim
Well, there
story.
you have it. Thank you, Simon. That was a wonderful story. I'm really excited for Thanksgiving. It's a really cool holiday. We always get to get together with family and friends and eat and wear sweatpants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big on the sweatpants.
Big.
We love it.
We
We
love
love it. But
it.
anyways, thank you guys for joining us. This is Herd.
Heard from Norwood.
Colorado. we really appreciate you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We are doing a quick roundup of
Wait.
happenings around town and things going on, things coming up, and overall just popping in to say hello and that we love you. What were you gonna say, Simon?
I was gonna say, you may not know this, but there is two ships.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
When the Mayflower was sailing, 80 feet long, it doesn't matter. But there's two ships. Uh-huh. One was like a shorter ship, and the Mayflower was like 100 feet long. Oh. And the shorter ship had gotten like leaks and stuff, and they crammed all the people into the Mayflower, and it was ugh. But there was 102 people on the Mayflower.
Dang. That's a lot of people on one boat. You know what I mean?
There was 30 people and 60 pilgrims.
I feel like the most people that I've ever been on a boat with was probably like eight.
Eight?
Eight.
Eight?
Eight people. You imagine 102? What if everybody got a stomachache?
They got seasick.
What do you
do? They have limited food.
What do you do? Yeah, exactly. Limited food, limited space. Traveled on the Mayflower. Do you know the name of the other boat?
It was like something with speed and then something else. It was like speed, blah, blah, blah.
The speed, blah, 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 blah. Sounds like a pontoon. All right. Well, hey, again, thank you for joining us. We are just getting our holiday spirit going. Wanted to touch base with you guys. First thing I wanted to bring up is that Simon and I, we attended the N-Cubed Music and Theater Club's open mic night at the Livery. We talked about it on our last show with y'all.
Oh, and God.
It was amazing, though, wasn't it?
It was. It was. I just, when you said y'all, oof.
You don't like when I say y'all? Core. I'm working on my draw. But listen, we went to the N-Cube Music and Theater Club and attended open mic night. It was so enjoyable. We had so much fun. We had kids that were playing guitar, playing piano, singing. We had some I don't remember his name, but it was kind of like this this little poetry segment where it was like kind of like acting and poetry at the same time, very like
my girl
Shakespearean. My girl. Do you remember the guy at the beginning that did the poem?
Oh yeah.
What about the guy who he did like spoken word about mountain lions? Do you remember that?
Yeah. I saw a mountain lion.
I know. It was so scary. I was like kind of scared to leave.
Yeah, I was like, I was looking back and forth. I was like, yeah. I'm gonna run.
Yeah, it was quite the story, you know. It was like I was off in the woods and I felt the hair on the back of my neck stand. And then it sat down. And a lion, it looked at me. And you guys, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm not doing it any justice. I'm not trying to make fun of it. It legitimately was kind of scary. And it was really cool. And I didn't realize that what we were getting into that night when we went to N-Cubed. But the point of this segment is to let you know, the next time N-Cubed, which stands for Norwood Nukla Natarita Music and Theater Club, being put on by Norwood Parks and Rec District. Next time they're doing an event, next time there's a sign up for your kids, sign them up. It was a blast. Remember the two guys that were like singing? What did they sing?
My girl.
My girl. Talking about my girl.
My girl.
My girl. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, these two, I mean, these guys, two teenagers, belting My Girl out. In fact, it was so good they did it twice. And so, yeah, just stay tuned for N-Cubed. I think that's a thing. And I think you're going to want your kids signing up for it. And you definitely want to go to the next event. And so wanted to touch base on that. That's like a little, little past thing. We have some more stuff that happened in the past between now and the last show. A couple things actually going on with the Norwood Public School. This was really neat, Simon. Maybe you heard about it at school.
No, I didn't.
But I'm just going to read this. It says, two Norwood robotics teams traveled to Durango to compete in the state qualifier, and their performance was nothing short of remarkable. Both teams worked tirelessly, using every bit of downtime to refine their strategies. The Lone Cone Mavericks earned a well-deserved ticket to state. They placed second overall, and they won the robotics design category. And so that's really big news. So at the Norwood School, there's a robotics team, right, Simon?
Yes, there is.
And they went to a state qualifier in Durango, and they qualified for state. And our robotics teams are going to state. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's like really, really an interesting thing. And so everybody needs to kind of like stay tuned to that, show these kids some support and pat them on the back. A lot of times we're cheering on other sports like volleyball, football.
Soccer.
I don't know if we have a soccer team yet.
I know
basketball's coming up.
Yeah.
Which basketball. I like. If you ever want to go to a basketball game with me, Simon, I am down. So sign me up. I love watching. I like yelling in the crowd.
A lot.
Yeah, I like yelling in the crowd and like stomping on the bleachers and all that stuff. So, you know, let Simon and I know if you guys are going or if there's a local game coming up, because we'd love to be there. But we did just want to like give a shout out to the Lone Cone Mavericks. The Norwood robotics teams going to state. And also, I think that there was awards given out to two of our varsity volleyball players. I think Darcy and Amber.
Amber, which we interviewed.
Yeah, we did interview her a little while back. And we got to give them a shout out too, because I don't know the name of the award, but they were both given like a Athlete of the Year award. And so shout out Darcy, shout out Amber. Oh. Kicking butt. That's awesome. And so that's really some neat happenings. The other thing I looked up at the Norwood School, in case anybody is interesting, but I was looking at their newer website, which whoever redid the website, it's really starting to look nice. But there's something on here that says that they're always looking for substitute teachers. They're always looking for substitute bus drivers, janitorial, and kitchen staff. And so if you have free time and you feel like one of those things might be fun, you should apply and let them know you're available sometimes. You know, maybe you have a teaching background. Maybe you love cooking food and would get some joy out of kicking it with the school. And so, just a little, you know, check out their website. It's, like I said, it's starting to look really beautiful. You can look at job positions and stuff, and I'm sure they would be happy to know that there's some extra help available. And so moving on, we have some fun happenings coming up in Norwood following the holiday, of course. And so you guys are probably going to see a bunch of information about this, but as you all know, Noel night is coming up.
Wait, what is Noel night?
You know, it's like in the winter when it's really cold and there's like a parade and Santa Claus comes and hangs out at the divide and you can ride on top of the fire truck.
Kind of.
Have you ever ridden on top of the fire truck?
No, I have never.
Lies.
I've did it once, okay?
Oh my gosh, I've stood out there freezing, waiting in line to get you on top of the fire truck. Our firefighters are so good, right? That's nice that they do that.
Yeah, they are.
I like riding on top. I mean, I'd rather ride on top of it in like July because it's nice and warm.
So I see it says $500 gift card to Red Yeti, our local gun dealer.
Yeah, so.
And my eyes mostly focused on gun.
I know, you love it. You love it. This is a sheet of the Noel Knight drawings. And so a lot of times, as you guys know, there's raffles and there's some pretty, pretty great great prizes this year. I mean, I don't know if I'm reading this wrong, but there's one prize that is a $500 gift card to Red Yeti, which is our local gun dealer. Awesome. And then a 65 Yeti cooler is also one of the prizes. And as you know, those Yeti coolers are not cheap, but they are effective. And it looks like you can buy raffle tickets. They are a $10 donation for one entry or one ticket, I'm assuming. Or you can get a screaming deal. $50 gets you six tickets. So you get like buy five, get one free, as long as I'm doing my math correctly. That kind of rhymed. Dude. Like buy one, get one free, as long as my math is correct. All right, I'll stop. All right, so you can enter at Norwood Ace Hardware. Norwood Town Hall, ask for Becky. I like to do that anyways if I'm going to Norwood Town Hall, because I just love to give her a hug, and you should do that too, because it's really fun. And you can also go Lone Cone Library and Backcountry Inn. So I'm going to go over that one more time. You can pick up your raffle tickets at Ace Hardware, Norwood Town Hall, ask for Becky, Lone Cone Library, ask for Carrie, it says.
Ooh, Carrie.
Yep, I don't know if I've met Carrie yet. And then Backcountry Inn, you can ask for Chris. And then you can get tickets. You can win a $500 gift card to Red Yeti, local gun dealer, or a 65 Yeti cooler, which is amazing. I kind of want that. And so, yeah, $50
bucks for
six. How
much are they, though? Like $100?
Well, no, I think those Yeti coolers are like $200 or $300. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure I wanted one.
I'm not going to quote you.
I'm pretty sure I wanted one, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'll just drink warm beer. Okay, moving along, but not really, because we still have more about Noel Night. We have the Noel Night Parade coming up. The lineup is at 5:45, and the parade is at 6:15, and that's going to happen on December 6th. There are cash prizes for the best youth float, the best private float, and prizes for best business float and decorated business. And so you get a prize if you're the best decorated business or the business float or the private float or the youth float. There's prizes, and you can register with these guys. You can register, probably with the Chamber of Commerce. And so, yeah, December 6th, 5:45, lineup, 6:15, parade. And next up, this is Simon's favorite thing. We used to do this a lot when Simon was younger. It's Steam. Mm-hmm. And he's always had a really great time there. It's an after-school program at the library.
But I don't go this year because I walk with my brother now.
Yeah, he walks home with his brother, and so he decides not to go have fun and make catapults and do experiments and run around with friends at the library. He's just growing up so fast, folks. And
kids grow up so fast.
So fast. It's hard to argue with him, too. I don't want to make him do things. But anyways, I think you can sign your kid up for the next semester of STEAM. After school program, it's on Tuesdays after school, 4 to 5:30. I believe they still walk the kids from the school to the library. And it's really great. The kids have a ton of fun. Sign them up. You can give the library a call. But we always had a great time doing that. And this is my favorite section of the show. No. I love talking about the
Dark Sky Pizza.
I love talking about the special at Dark Sky Pizza because, I mean, sometimes I call them just to see what the special is. Even if I'm not going to eat pizza that night, I just like hearing about it because these guys, they're really creative.
Yeah.
Like, listen to this, all right? House-made chorizo, pickled carrot and leek, jalapeno, ancho chili oil, and goat cheese with mozzarella on marinara. Say what? Like, how do you come up with this stuff? I mean, it is so creative, and it's so delicious and good, and you can snag one of those this weekend. There's also another one. I think it's like maybe the vegetarian version, so spinach maybe. And pickled carrots and leeks, and oh my, oh my. And then I noticed this too. This is another, we missed it because yesterday was Wednesday, but apparently there's like prime rib night over at the Lone Cone on Wednesdays. I know the Divide does some prime rib on Saturday, but I always seem to miss it because it seems like everybody shows up before me and we're always like, you know, out of prime rib. And maybe it's just I have to get there early. But I am going to hit one of these places up and actually have some prime ribs here. I mean, I tried to make it on my own, and I do not think that it came out as nicely as it would have.
Don't.
You remember when I tried to make the brisket?
Yeah, that was kind of bad, but his ribs are so good.
Yeah, I'm good at ribs. I'm good at ribs. I really messed up the brisket. That tasted like, it tasted good, but it was really hard. I overcooked it. And I want you all to know that I did eat it still. I did not make everybody else eat it, but you know, if you're making a brisket, you've literally probably been telling everybody for like a day and a half that you were going to be doing it, number one, and then leading up to actually, you know, doing it, making the brisket, you know, like every phone call I got that day, because it was for your birthday. Yeah. Every phone call I got, people are like, oh, what are you doing today? You're working. And I'm like, oh no, I'm making brisket. And I'm like, yeah, come over tonight if you want to. We're celebrating Simon's birthday.
And so, it got burnt.
Yeah, I like got everybody's hype up so high. And then they got here and we're waiting around for 2 more hours because I'm like, I don't think it's done yet. Because the core temperature wasn't working. And so everyone was here for an extended amount of time. And I'm like, okay, guys, it's finally ready. I've rested the brisket. I've massaged the brisket. I've asked the brisket to cooperate. And then we go to eat the brisket. It tastes a lot like beef jerky. So I have to try that again. But yeah, check out those prime rib nights, both those restaurants. I'm sure that's really good. And then Friday night this week, 8 p.m. at the Lone Cone, looks like live music. His name is John Budd. He'll be there at 8 p.m. And then there's karaoke on Saturday. Dude, how about karaoke with N Cubed? Do you remember that?
No.
Dude, yeah. One of these kids, his karaoke song was Tequila. Think about that. So funny.
It was just
Tequila.
Tequila. Tequila.
Tequila. All right. Well, that is our quick rundown of the Norwood happenings. And I did have one more to remind y'all about. I think we're definitely going to this because this is the one. It's the Christmas card class. So uh-huh. Mandy Grafmeyer is doing, and I think there's some others doing it with her. So I apologize if I'm leaving your names out, but there's a Christmas card class. It's $20. All supplies are going to be provided. I think you end up walking away with, you know, 10 to 12, 15 Christmas cards, but they're like homemade. It's at the library. You end up with the handcrafted cards, and it's on December 4th. You have to RSVP, so contact Mandy. Her number is 970-570-6005. Again, that's 970-570-6005. That's fun to say.
Double O is 00, just so you know.
Double O. $20, limited space. I want to sign us up, so I'm asking for some reserved space, Mandy, and I'll try and reach out to you. But as you remember from last time, Simon, and you are involved in the we here because I've been a bad example, but I'm not the best at sending out cards to anybody for any reason. Oh,
totally. Yeah. Totally.
And I think sometimes people, they're like, oh, he never sends me a card. And then I think they're like met by other people and they're like, yeah, he never sends me a card too. And then other people are like, yeah, me too. And it's like, okay, so you guys get it, right? Like, I'm not mistreating one of you. I'm mistreating all of you, and I apologize. And I'm going to take a class on December 4th and make you some cards. And so I think, you know, I hope you can forgive me for all of the missed cards, but that's going to be my strategy. So hopefully we'll see you guys there. I feel like, oh, wait a minute. I feel like Oliver House is actually where this is. So we have to back up, and we're not going to edit, guys. Okay. So I hope you're still listening, but this seems to be at the Oliver House, 1555 Summit Street in Norwood. And I think I said library, but it's at the Oliver House, which is right across the way from the livery. It's like the new house. So it's next to the fire department. So scratch that. Not at the library, but is on December 4th, $20. Call in advance, Oliver House, 1555 Summit. And so, sorry that I got that wrong, but I hope that we have covered up the boo-boo.
Oh, my God.
Simon, did you hear any Thanksgiving jokes at all? I can't remember any. What is one dish that you want to have at Thanksgiving? Don't say turkey.
Turkolana.
Turkolana. What's a turkolana?
Turkey with stuffing.
Okay.
Turkolana. Right.
Simon wants turkey with stuffing. I would like green bean casserole, but I think chopped up bacon on top of it.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah. I don't think that ever happens to me. I always have green bean casserole, never with the chopped up bacon. And so I'm going to go for it. New holiday tradition this year.
Turkolana.
Turkolana.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, Simon, Turkolana. You got anything else you want to add today?
No, sir, I do not.
You don't want to say anything?
I don't have anything to
say. I just want to say I love you. All right. Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. I know we're goofy. I know we're silly. We're ready for a little holiday break, too. And we will see you next time on Herd. Please.
From Norwood, Colorado.
Herd from Norwood, Colorado. And please find us, like us, follow us, subscribe. All you got to do is
Apple and Spotify.
Yep, Apple. That's all you got to do is go into your Apple podcast app, which is like the little purple antenna looking thing. It's in like an app square box, you know, on your phone. You click that, you look up Herd, you spell it the right way as far as like the at symbol, like H-E, at symbol R-D. You look that up, you should be able to find us, and then you just click follow. You can also do that in Spotify. So you open the Spotify app and you type in our name, and you can follow us and get new episodes. And we have a little bit of a break coming up with the holiday, but tonight we actually go to a Town of Norwood meeting. Simon won't be with me because it will probably be very boring, but we're going into...
Not all of his meetings are boring.
Correct.
Not all of them.
But this one, I'm like, he might not have that much fun because we're going to talk about the budget tonight.
Taxes?
Yeah, 2025, not taxes. We're going to talk about tonight we're going to talk about how we're going to spend the revenue coming in to the Town of Norwood in the form of tax dollars.
Okay.
And so we're in charge of that. And so we're going to decide what we think needs to be done with the money. And we are going to say how we want to spend it. And we're going to do that over, I think, a few meetings. And so is there anything you would like me to think about, Simon, before I go in? Like, is there anything we should budget for? Anything you like?
No.
You like to see in town?
No.
Nope. Okay. Well, I guess it's just up to us then. No, nothing from you. You don't want a water slide? All right. We're getting out of here. We're getting crazy. You guys have a great night. Happy holidays. Enjoy the turkey. We hope you're with family and friends. Remember, find us, like us, follow us. And
turkey out.